This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
You could hear a pin drop in the lobby. It was that quiet.
The referee letting play continue. One last throw.
It's obviously hard now because of the way that's all ended, but
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header.
I will have that forever.
Yeah! There's the goal! That's Troy Parrott! That is unbelievable!
Inner Drive, Episode 1 with Troy Parrott, out now on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Allianz, a proud sponsor of Irish sport.
Off the ball.
So, Stephen, a great few days, you obviously off the back of the Dublin Derby win on Monday and then another crucial 3 points tonight.
Yeah, really important week for us. Two Dublin Derbies off the back of two defeats, obviously. We knew we had to respond and obviously really pleased on Monday, but really, really pleased tonight with how we came into the game after Monday. What that takes out of you physically and emotionally, mentally. It's a tough game and to come back late and everything that goes with it. So it was really important tonight we were ready to go because Pats are a good side and they were fresh obviously. So it was really pleasing to see how we approached the game.
To see the real buzz about you for the first 20 minutes, I suppose that's off the back of Monday, just felt huge.
Yeah, it did. Like you said, we usually get that when you play in Europe, that you flow into your next game. And when we start that, maybe 20, 30 minutes, and then you can see the tourist spells coming in, and you can see a little bit of fatigue. But I thought we managed it really well at their moments, and did really well. I don't think we gave too much up. Perhaps maybe a set player, one or two set players, but in general, we were good.
Just on that, Lee Bruce was immense. I know Graham gets man of the match because of his score goals like that, yeah, but Lee Grace was back then.
Yeah, I agree with you. Graham gets it for the goal, obviously, and some of the stuff he does is brilliant, but Lee has really stepped up, you know. We know he's been on the top in the country for a long time, but he's playing in a different position, and he's been a real leader, you know. Like you said tonight, he was different class, that dangerous, and some of the runs, and Lee mashing them really well.
On the goal, then, he scored more than 100 goals now, Graham. You've just kind of run out of things to say about his goals. His highlight reel is just getting better.
And it is. It feels like I'm talking about Graham every second week, how good he is, and how special he is. But we genuinely shouldn't take it for granted, you know. What we're seeing on a weekly basis and what we see on a daily basis is a special talent. He really is a special talent. And the goal sums him up. For Graham's type of player, to have over 100 goals is incredible. He's not a centre forward that stands up in the box and runs it behind all the time. He's the one that gets us playing 9 times out of 10. So to have over 100 goals and be that type of player is incredible.
You must be very happy with 6-point lead going into the mid-season break. You've always talked about how you're better in the second half of the season, so you're in prime position now.
Yeah, we are. We're in a really good position. We've had to work really hard to get here, but we wanted to be ahead at the break, and we're there now, but we know second half of the season we get stronger and we get better. We're missing 5 or 6 tonight through injury, and they'll come back as well after the break, which will obviously help us.
And just on some of the lads that are missing because of international duty, Edward Ginty was back in. Have you had a chance to talk to him about how the week has gone for him and Adams?
Yeah, look, they're really enjoying it, obviously, which they should. So it's great for both of them, and hopefully both can get a cap against Canada. That'll be special, and like I said, both are really enjoying it. It was great that we had Ed for 2 games, and now they both go off, and please God, they can go and get a cap.
And you said Liam Scales was keeping an eye on them, but for the lads to be in a camp with Liam Scales, he's been at this club, it shows where you can get
it. Yeah, it does. Liam's obviously looking after him. He's in there a long time now, but everything you're hearing from the players is that the group are a brilliant group and they've all looked after him. So, yeah, that's credit to them. Like you said, it does show that just keep working hard, keep your head down, and anything's possible in life, but especially in football.
Thank you. Stephen, how did you feel after that game?
I was hugely disappointed to lose the game, of course. It was a pivotal game for us in the mid part of the season, so I was disappointed to lose.
You did everything but score. Like you threw the kitchen sink and then Joseph went up and got his head to a ball. It was close to one that Max Mather knocked over at the end, but it wasn't to be. Why do you think it wasn't to be?
I think it was obviously a game with a few chances. Graham Bush started a great strike early in the game. It was the worst thing that could have happened to us, and we've got to do better for it. But I think because they overloaded then in their own half, kept possession, and they're very good at that. And certainly a lot of technicians and three midfielders can link in with their back three, so six or seven against four or five. Mm. And but it never really penetrated us, but maybe they didn't need to. But it took time out of the game, but didn't really. I wasn't in their box, but we just, our own attack and play wasn't at the level that we would have wanted in the first half. We didn't get our most potent players in the game. Mm. And I think that was that made us we lacked a little bit of creativity because of that. I think second half we had a majority of the play second half, and we scored a legitimate goal, in fact, from the cross from Sean Hoare, who timed his run brilliantly, and from the tactical angle we have, he's onside, so it was just very disappointing that's offside, given offside. So that's disappointing from our point of view.
Yeah. Do you think there were similarities to the game at Richard Parker during the season where they scored early and because of that you had to go after them?
It can be argued, because maybe so, but I think they looked under pressure, I thought, the last 20 minutes.
Excuse me.
They looked under pressure, I thought. We had all the play, and obviously got a lot of bodies behind the ball, but we had a lot of pressure, and we did, as I said, clear-cut chances were at a premium, the XG of both teams was they're 0.4 and we're 0.73 or something like that. So it's the onus on us really, more so then, because we were the ones who were behind. So we have to accept that we could have done more than we did. But I think by and large, had John Hoare's goal, what looks a legitimate goal, allowed, but people would say, well, that's fair, it's 1-0, fair result. Because they didn't do anything really prior to those late couple of rallies. Very late in the game. So from that point of view, that's it.
So we're midway through the season, there's still a lot of points to play for the second half of the season, so it's about dusting yourselves down. And how do you assess how the first half has gone for you?
Yeah, listen, we weren't amazingly prepared because we had a lot of players coming back from long-term injuries at the end of last season that weren't even quite ready for the start of the season. So Sean Horzak, like I said, he makes not even keen, and obviously he's lost sign of the parallel period. But now, up to today, we were in a really strong position overall. Yeah. And the players, the people at the start of the season didn't really fancy us. We weren't really talked about for the top four, never mind winning the league. Yeah. And all of a sudden, then, and we won today, we weren't winning 2 points in the match of hand, so we got beat. So, Sean McGrory's in a very strong position. But with 17 matches left, from our point of view, we've got to just concentrate on winning. So the games after the break, we've got four home games out of six after the break. I'm going to make sure that we hit the ground running and accumulate a reasonable points tally from that.
On a brighter note, then, Mason Media made his international debut. He was on the pitch at the same time as Jamie McGrath, James Abanqua. So it's great for the club, for St. Pat's, that happened. And all these young players that come through to show them what is possible.
Yeah, and you know, we have one or two more who could easily be added to that, and could be. But I think certainly Mason. Yeah, Mason was 16. You know, we playing in the group. You know, the qualifiers, European qualifiers against Basquiat, against the group stage, is leading the line against international centre backs. They're doing brilliant at 16 years of age. Obviously, since he's gone to Tottenham, he's had a sort of back injury that halted his progress going there. So he's only started in the last few weeks to play on the 21 games. So he's obviously has a lot of good, very good attributes, and he's going to do well. Yeah, Jamie at the talk, of course, for a sort of brilliant period, and won the Dublin last year before I left to go to the Irish job. But he was Jamie's just terrific talent. And James, of course, James played at a very young age in a cup final there for St Pat's and did well. So all the best to James.
Okay, thanks, David. Appreciate your time.
You could hear a pin drop in the lobby. It was that quiet.
The referee letting play continue. One last throw.
It's obviously hard now because of the way that's all ended. But
Scales is up after it. Scales wins the header.
I'll have that forever.
Yeah, there's the goal. That's Troy Parrott.
Inner Drive, Episode 1 with Troy Parrott, out now on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Allianz, a proud sponsor of Irish sport.
Off the ball.